Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the CDH Conversations podcast. I am Zodwa Malinga, and I'm an associate in the Dispute Resolution Department, specializing in construction and engineering, and I work with Clive Ramsey.
Thank you, Zodwa. Good day, everyone. My name is Eva Babayi, and I am a candidate attorney in the Dispute Resolution Department at CDH. I work with Zodwa Malinga and Clive Ramsey, with a particular focus in construction and engineering. Before we get into this episode, it is worthwhile to provide a brief overview of the mini-series that we will be running over the next few weeks. The main focus of the series is on guarantees in construction contracts. Today, we will be discussing advance payment guarantees and the role they play in construction contracts. The next episodes will be focusing on performance security and retention guarantees. We will be looking at their purpose, the relationship between the guarantor and the parties to the contract, when a demand can be made, and the obligations of the guarantor once a demand has been made. Maybe to start off this episode, Zodwa, will you please explain to us what an advance payment guarantee is in the construction context?
The parties to a construction contract may agree that the employer will provide the contractor with an advance payment to assist in its cash flow. An advance payment is an amount that is paid to the contractor prior to the commencement of the works for the purposes of mobilization. This is to procure long lead items, materials, and establish on site. The contractor is then required to provide the employer with security in the form of an advance payment guarantee.
You've made mention of advance payment guarantees. Will you please provide maybe a high-level explanation of what an advance payment guarantee actually is?
Sure. An advance payment guarantee is a written undertaking issued by a third party, this is usually a bank or an insurer, in which it guarantees the contractor's obligation to repay the advance payment or any outstanding balance where a portion of the advance payment has been recovered on presentation of a demand by the employer.
Who then are the actual parties to an advance payment guarantee?
The parties to an advance payment guarantee are the guarantor and the employer. The guarantor issues the advance payment guarantee for and on behalf of the contractor, who may be referred to as the principal under the advance payment guarantee. This arrangement is a separate contractual relationship distinct from the contract between the employer and the contractor.
How then does an employer who has provided the contractor with the advance payment recoup that amount?
The advance payment is recovered in two ways. The first one is from the contractor, so it's through percentage deductions against interim payment certificates. The contractor would have carried out works for a specific period of time and payment would be due to the contractor from the employer for those works. The employer, in assessing the amount due, or the person who's responsible for this part, would deduct a predetermined percentage of the amount due to the contractor towards the recovery of the advance payment. The parties agree to the percentage deduction during the conclusion of the contract. The percentage to be deducted should take into consideration the purpose of the advance payment guarantee, which is to ensure that the contractor has cash flow for procurement of long lead items and that advance payment is repaid before the completion of the works. The second instance is where the full amount of the advance payment has not been recovered during the contract and there remains a balance due to the employer, which the contractor has been unable to repay, or the contract is terminated. The employer would then issue a demand to the guarantor in accordance with the terms of the advance payment guarantee.
From that then, can the employer prescribe the party that issues the advance payment guarantee?
Yes, it can. The employer can make it a term of the contract that the party from which the advance payment guarantee is obtained must be approved by it. For instance, the JBCC defines a guarantee for advance payment as security in terms of the JBCC guarantee for advance payment form obtained by the contractor from an institution approved by the employer. So an advance payment guarantee under the JBCC would comply with the form contained in the standard form and would also be approved by the employer.
I think to close off this episode, Maybe let us talk about what are other important things parties should look out for in advance payment guarantees.
Even though the contractor is not party to the advance payment guarantee, it must be aware of the terms of the advance payment guarantee, as it will be directly affected by it should the employer make a demand from the guarantor. The contractor must pay particular attention to the instances that require the employer to call up any amounts under the advance payment guarantee or the maximum amount that can be called up by the employer, if so prescribed. On the other hand, the employer must be aware of the requirements for the demand and ensure compliance when calling it up. There are different considerations for each of the guarantees, and that is why we are doing this mini-series, so that the parties are aware of the terms of the guarantees, their purpose, and what is most important, each one. As Eva has mentioned, today the focus is on advance payment guarantees. The next episode will focus on performance security, and the last episode is on retention guarantees. But thank you, Eva, for the questions you have raised today.
Thank you, Zodo, for your time and insight.
The views and information expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily present those of the firm. All content is provided for general purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. We make no representations, warranties, or guarantees, whether expressed or implied, that the content on our podcast is accurate, complete, up-to-date, or reflects the current law. We accept no responsibility for any loss or damage, whether direct or consequential, arising from reliance on the information which is presented here.